Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mostly clear, with warm conditions in Tel Aviv and a cooler breeze sweeping through Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing a mild night as well. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF soldier has been killed and 13 others injured in an overnight Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, the IDF holds fire as Iran threatens Israel. This comes after Hezbollah fired 147 rockets and 20 explosive drones over the weekend. Ynet reports from earlier today. Also this hour, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz due to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. Axios reports this as the first crisis with the U.S., since a recent deal signing. Separately, JNS reports that Hezbollah launched over 170 projectiles at Israel within 24 hours. An ambassador stated that Hezbollah, backed by Iran, opposes a ceasefire. And finally, Walla notes that the first test of the U.S.-Iran agreement is Lebanon, not the nuclear issue. Talks are ongoing in Switzerland amid tensions on the northern front. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, a media research institute, noted just minutes ago that the IRGC Quad's force commander warned the U.S. to avoid confrontation, emphasizing multiple global threats. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, suggested earlier that Lebanon should hold a referendum on Hezbollah's arms. He believes the majority would vote against Hezbollah, though he notes power prevails in the region. John Spencer, a military strategist, reported recently that Hezbollah's extensive tunnel network in southern Lebanon, funded by Iran, is being uncovered. He calls it a terror army threatening Israel. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the attack in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Sergeant First Class Nir Ben Ari was killed during an operation targeting a strategic Hezbollah underground facility. This marks a significant escalation in the region, impacting the security landscape for Israeli communities near the Lebanon border. Turning to the IDF's response, Ynet highlights that despite the barrage from Hezbollah, Israel is choosing restraint. The envoy detailed the weekend's hostilities, noting Lebanon's casualties. Iran's threats add a layer of complexity, suggesting potential global repercussions. Meanwhile, Axios provides insight into Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz. This move follows Israeli military actions in Lebanon and signifies escalating tensions with the U.S., testing recently signed agreements. The closure could disrupt international shipping routes, affecting global oil markets. On the diplomatic front, JNS emphasizes the continued aggression by Hezbollah, launching over 170 projectiles. The ambassador's comments underline Iran's influence over Hezbollah and the group's resistance to peace. This highlights the fragile state of ceasefire efforts in the region. Finally, Walla explores the broader implications of the U.S.-Iran agreement. As talks progress in Switzerland, Lebanon emerges as a focal point of contention. The outcome could shape the geopolitical dynamics between Washington and Tehran, influencing regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on a panel discussion from Calcalist and Migdal's Financial Future Conference. Experts discussed how longer life expectancy and evolving career paths could affect financial planning. Separately, Walla Business provides insights into the salaries of specialist doctors in Israel. The chief economist's report reveals significant earnings, with some exceeding $1 million annually. And finally, Globes covers recent real estate transactions across Israel. Notable deals in cities like Jerusalem and Givatayim reflect ongoing activity in the housing market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.